This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Secretary of Commerce visiting North Dakota today, and he decided to divert in ahead of the meeting with the folks from Two North Steel just to talk a little bit about the industry and the impacts and come chat with us. So, kind of fun. Very nice. And as I said, I think he might be my favorite cabinet member just because of his stories. It's just kind of a neat story. The president's got a lot of good cabinet members. Really good. No doubt about that. Anyway, we're Two North Steel today on What's On Your Mind. We're here because the President of the United States has sent his Commerce Secretary and a Deputy Ag Secretary to North Dakota to sit down with manufacturers and producers in the agriculture world, the manufacturing world, and talk a little bit about the timelines on trade and the negotiations that are happening. Got a little bit of news out of the Secretary in that he said, we're very, very close on this deal with Mexico, and then Canada comes right after. And, of course, NAFTA is huge to our producers. I mean, the ag world, obviously, that's a huge deal. So I hope you took that as some good news today on the program. We aim to please here on What's On Your Mind. Later on this hour, the Secretary will address the employees of True North Steel. And, you know, in any of these instances, you obviously have the management and, you know, the kind of the senior leadership team that would have that interaction with a visiting dignitary like a cabinet secretary. But in this case, the employees in a little town hall-like fashion are doing this. And now it's scheduled to start a little later on this hour, so I don't know how much of it we'll get. We'll take as much as we can get, and then the rest will be on Facebook. How's that? You heard of Facebook, Todd? It's that. Exactly right.
Is that still around, or?
I think it's still around.
Yeah. I was about to say I don't spend much time on it, but I can't say that with a straight face.
It's a little like the Edsel now.
You know, I think it's outlived the Edsel. The Edsel's been around for 3 years. Facebook's going on, what, a decade or more?
Yeah. There are others still. Now. And, boy, it's a scary time, actually.
MySpace was really more the Edsel.
Especially if you're a parent, it's a scary time. I talked to West Fargo Superintendent Beth Slutty earlier today, and she tells me, I hope you're sitting down now, Todd, that it is very common and all too frequent to have high schoolers sending pictures of themselves without clothing. Now, I guess I wasn't naive enough to know that this hadn't happened, and you hear something here or there or whatever, and usually in a high-profile legal case, I remember the deal with Chase Iron Eyes a while back, and, you know, there's a few here or there. But we're talking about kids. We're talking about kids in school. Does that surprise you when you hear that, when I tell you that? Do you go, oh, what the heck is going on here? Or not?
It sure wouldn't be my body if I were doing that. It might be my face, but I'll find something more attractive to put it on.
Well, first of all, it's illegal. Okay? So this is illegal.
It's terrible.
I mean, I believe recipient and sender both have some legal culpability. But I'm telling you, parents, know what is on that smartphone. Know what's happening on that smartphone. And, of course, it gets a little tricky because of Snapchat. Whereas the photo goes away after, you know, a few seconds. But there are ways to keep tabs on get them. It sounds like the problem is escalating. And I guess I just didn't wrap my mind around it enough. But I'm going to learn some more about this on Wednesday. Actually, West Fargo Police Department and West Fargo schools are being really proactive about this, and they're calling a community meeting to talk about it. And the idea is to get everybody involved. They're not saying parents are to blame. They were just saying, look, everybody needs to be part of this so we can get to some solutions. So after I know a little more, we'll do a little more of a program on that. Does that sound good? Just so we can arm you with all the information you need. But darn scary. I have a number of responses to the question today related to the Cohen-Manafort case and whether any of it impacted you. Sex, lies, scandals, Russia, so sickened by the news. Let's get on with real stuff that matters. Makes sense. Another says, what is so disappointing is to know that at the high level of politics, those types of characters are involved. I do not believe it's Republican or Trump specific. I think corruption at that level of politics exists for every party and a lot of candidates. And that's very disappointing to me as an American voter. Interesting. I mean, I guess it's a fair point. Paul Manafort worked for Donald Trump for 2.5 months, right? So I agree with folks that say it has nothing to do with Trump. This really does, what he did. However, this is what he did. And he was okay with it. Right? Ooh. So, you know, what he and Rick Gates and the others are admitting. Again, it's not about Trump, but it is about, as this person says, somebody that's at the highest levels of government. And that's how they operate. Regardless of party. What do you think of that? Let's see. Another texter says, if I threatened to give out info unless you pay me a certain amount of money, isn't that the definition of blackmail? I don't think paying blackmail is illegal, but blackmailing people is. I wish it all was done differently, but I don't think we can comprehend it unless we're billionaires in the middle of these situations on how these decisions are handled. Scott, this isn't a win for Mueller. He's going after old tax offenses, which tells me he had nothing because there was nothing. They're putting the screws to anyone with Trump to make them sing or compose about Trump. There was no collusion. There was no collusion. Where's the collusion? Where's the collusion? Good point. You know, another thing on this point. Do you think it's a coincidence that Robert Mueller chooses to arrange Michael Cohen's plea deal and spilling the beans on the same day that the jury is coming back with a decision on Mueller? I don't. I think that was meant to be kind of a, you know, punch, is what I think. Absolutely. Who else? Your texts are very good here today. You can call us, too, 258-0550-701. 2580550, like Gary in Tower City has done. Hey, Gary, what's on your mind?
Hello?
Hi, Gary, how are you?
Yeah, good. Well, first of all, you're over at the steel place there, and I got to let people know that when you buy U.S.-made steel, you buy the best there is. There has been manufacturers that have bought steel made overseas, and it doesn't necessarily meet the good specs that the U.S.-made steel does, so that's a good point. But getting over to Trump deal, if this so-called Trump paying money, hush money or whatever, to some gal, if that's illegal campaign finance, then what laws were broken by these other senators and congressmen that used public money to pay off the women that they had affairs with?
Yeah, by the way, where's the scoop on that?
Yeah, how come that got swept back under the rug?
Good question. Very good question you bring up. And by the way, on the campaign money, it's not, according to the president's attorney, Rudy Giuliani, and according to the president himself in that interview with Fox last night.
Right.
So, again, that was, you know, just somebody. I mean, first of all, how would you know? I don't know where I guess what, you know, if there was a check written, maybe, yeah. Michael Cohen would be able to say, I got a check from the campaign, but that sounds highly implausible, and they pretty clearly said it wasn't. So good points, Gary. Appreciate your call. Thanks a bunch. All right, I have some more texts here, some more calls. Welcome on any topic as well. We're counting down to the town hall with employees of True North Steel and the Secretary of Commerce, who are here today with Congressman Kevin Cramer, who is here as well, came by and gave us a wave on his way by. I love this story. This is where we should have been broadcasting today. We should have coordinated better the Secretary of Commerce's visit, Todd. We should have told him, can you wait a day? Because we want to go to Fort Lincoln Elementary. And for the first day of school in Mandan, they did an all-school Pledge of Allegiance. An all-school Pledge of Allegiance. Is that any good or what? Who runs that school? Give them an attaboy. Fantastic idea. Get everybody in that mode. I love it. So hats off to Fort Lincoln Elementary and then Public School District today. What a neat deal. And enjoy that first day. Enjoy it. Hard to believe. Another year. Another school year underway. We're at True North Steel today. More of your comments when we come back. On What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
Our rigs team is growing. NBI Energy Services has immediate openings for experienced rig crews in Western North Dakota. Committed to safety and job satisfaction, NBI has received national recognition for safety excellence and recently named the 2018 best place to work in the oil patch. NBI makes your safety their top priority, offers excellent pay, benefits, monthly housing allowance, training, and advanced opportunities. If you're an experienced floorhand, derrick hand, rig operator, or supervisor looking to grow your career with an established local company, visit MBIEnergyServices.com to apply today.
I'm Elise Pecklich of Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck. And when we say you drive, we'll ride with you, we mean we'll be with you every step of the way. For over 34 years, we've known the sale of a vehicle is the first step in making you a customer for life. We're family-owned and operated, and we care about our community and the people who live here. So experience the difference a car dealer can make at Pecklich Chevrolet in Bismarck, where customer satisfaction is our number one priority.
I don't know about you, but when I read a book, I love to have a takeaway, something that I can use every day in life going forward. Well, Gary Thorlson's book, Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story, written by Patrick McCloskey from the University of Mary Press, is just that. Order this up today. Open Secrets of Success, The Gary Thorlson Story. It's a roadmap. Gary's humble beginnings in Daisy, North Dakota, to a billionaire, North Dakota's most successful individual now, and the largest hotel developer in the United States of America, is an incredible story, and it's a North Dakota success story. It's those values that came from his parents and neighbors and people he grew up with and what he did with them. And best of all, it's a roadmap on what you can do. There'll be many takeaways on how your business, your job, your life, your family can be better because of what he teaches us in Open Secrets of Success. The Gary Thorlson Story. Buy it wherever books are sold. Online's your favorite spot, but get it and read it. Open Secrets of Success. You'll love it.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What's on your mind? The most listened to radio program on the Northern Plains. Hi, everybody. I'm Scott Hennon. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Pfeiffer's. That's right. And you know what? Pfeiffer's has a busy, busy year planned here. They've got a lot going on, a lot of things happening, and we're going to beat a few of these. We are. That's right. Remember, we had that call from a listener here not long ago said, "Hey, you're gonna come down?" And we said, "Well, tell me more." And he said, "Yeah, we've got a retirement auction plan, Carson, North Dakota, on September 25th, 10 a.m." We said, "Okay, we'll put it on the calendar." There's also that ranch land there, 1,126 acres the next day in Morton County, that's getting a lot of attention, too. There's the Fall 2018 Western Dakota Machinery Auction in Bowman on the 21st of September. There is an excellent parcel of land, 342 acres, that is great development land in Cass County, North Dakota, on Wednesday, September 19th. I'm going backwards here. How about the Turnus Antique and Collectible Farm Auction in Shields, North Dakota, on September 5th? That better be on your calendar. 1,700 acres in Hedinger County, coming up on the 29th of August. So just a whole lot going on, and encourage you to check out Pipers.com. Call for a catalog or more details at 877-700-4099. And if you're thinking of adding an auction, make sure you tell them, "Hey, I'd like Scott and the team from What's On Your Mind to come on and be part of that as well." So be kind of fun to do just that. Well, we had to bump Jim the flagpole guy a couple of minutes because we were talking with President Trump's Commerce Secretary, but you're every bit as important as he is. He's trying to get us better trade deals, and you're trying to get us more patriotic. So I think they go hand in hand, as a matter of fact. And the calendar is going to flip to September soon. We want to build 100 flagpoles and in this season. We started last spring with that goal, and you're cooking right along with that goal, aren't you, Jim?
How about this, Scott? We just ordered another 25 in the last week or so. And, we're... still don't know how many we put in, but that's all right. I'll tell you at the end. I'll tell you when we hit 100, but thanks to everybody. Last week I kind of started a series called This Week's Heroes, and I'd just like to say this week's heroes is my wife, Miss Brenda. Today is her birthday.
Wow.
And she's put up with so much. And, 3 years ago she heard me talk about flagpoles in the front yard, flagpoles in the backyard, and that place needs a new flagpole. She's supported me, and she's given me so much ability to go out and start this company, and I just am so in love with her and so thankful for her, Scott, and I'm just couldn't be here without her, and so I say happy birthday to my lovely wife, Brenda.
Well, that's right. Behind every good man is a great lady. And happy birthday to Miss Brenda. Absolutely. Where are you at today?
Scott, we're in Bismarck, and we're headed east. And we're available. Anybody wants to talk flagpoles between Bismarck and Fargo, now's the time. Give me a call. We can set up a time and take a look, or we can discuss. And I have, like, I don't know, maybe 6 flagpoles that are stock, that are in the Tierney assault vehicle, ready for installation. Anybody want to give me a call? It's 701-571-FLAG, and I'd be love to talk to you.
The Tierney assault vehicle. Just wrap your mind around that, folks, because who doesn't want to assault Tierney? Take it down, remove it, and that's what flying that flag can do. So... join the fun. Bismarck today, and who knows where tomorrow. He just doesn't stop. Doesn't even have time to count how many flagpoles he's put in so far this year. Not even time to count. We'll know when the snow flies, and we'll find out and have a big party if we hit that goal. So, ndflagpoleguy.com, ndflagpoleguy.com is the website, or you can give Jim a call, and he will he'll show up and go to work and have a great job, a wonderful job on your flag. You look at that every day and say, it's great. 701-571-FLAG, 701-571-FLAG. Thank you, Jim.
Thank you, Scott. God bless you. God bless America.
Happy birthday to Brenda.
Happy birthday to Brenda.
Happy birthday to Brenda. Hero of the week. He's got new heroes. We all need heroes. All right. Back at it here on What's On Your Mind. I didn't finish all the myriad of texts that we have on this topic, and I appreciate all the feedback. This one says it's not even worth covering. Why even do it? Todd, why did you decide this morning before the show started that we were going to ask whether the Manafort Cohen situation was going to change anybody's mind about President Trump. Why did I ask that? Yeah, that's what I said. Wait a minute. That was my idea. Not worth covering. Remember, I did the man on the street. See, I wanted to tell you about the man on the street. And they were saying it's not about Trump. I just was confirming it with everybody else. Tester goes on to say, spend time educating people on real news. Like what Gap with plane downed in Russia that held at least two people who knew about the Uranium One debacle. Well, that Uranium One debacle is, in fact, real news. It is. I don't know about this Gap with plane that he's talking about. I got to find out what he's talking about. But we're on it. Todd, the U.S., according to this texter, equals the United States of America and the American people. Just thought you should know. On Manafort and Cohen, another texter, we have an illegitimate, unconstitutional appointment of Mueller by Rod Rosenstein. Both should be under investigation for their past government corruption in the Uranium One deal, for example. On a fishing spree, witch hunt, looking for a crime to impeach a duly elected, massively successful president and unfairly sway an upcoming election. Just another lame excuse for losing the 2016 presidential election in order to try and keep the massively widespread depth of government corruption hidden and keep Obama, Hillary, and their accomplices out of prison with possible lifetime sentences. They lost power, do not want the entire truth uncovered, and they do not want to go to prison for their crimes against the U.S. Whew! There's somebody that's on fire with their comments today on the program, are they not? I'd say Ryan in Fargo has a comment for me. Ryan, what's on your mind?
Hey, Scott, I got to talk about Heidi Heitkamp, and then I've got a quick story for you about her that you'll find pretty hilarious. But, you know, 6 years ago when she was running against Rick Berg, she's running these commercials that were true but very deceptive. She's showing these big airplanes, twin-engine turboprop Piper Cheyenne 4, and talking about, yeah, look, Rick Berg, you know, is playing the Class Envy thing. He charges the state to get out to Bismarck when he was Speaker of the House for his airplane rides and wasting taxpayers' dollars and all this, that, and the other thing, when the reality is Rick did not own a big airplane at that time. What he owned was an A-36 Beechcraft Bonanza, which is a small single-engine reciprocating engine aircraft, has four very cramped seats in the back, does not carry much weight, and is pretty frugal to run.
Doesn't matter to Heidi, that's for sure. Ryan, could you do me a favor, because I want to hear the second point and talk about this a little bit, but this music tells me we need to take a quick break.
Sure.
Then we'll come back on the other side of the break, and we'll talk about it right away, okay? Don't go away. We won't keep you waiting long. Very interesting. Boy, she did a press call yesterday with some members of the media and sounded very angry. So I don't know what's going on with Heidi Heitkamp. Something's in the wind.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Help preserve your wealth. Successful investing requires more than just selecting the right stocks or bonds. It also requires avoiding big mistakes that can harm your financial future. Call Collins and Kronk to get your free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes and How to Avoid Them. Let the advisors at Collins and Kronk explain some common pitfalls investors make, and more importantly, how to avoid them. Steering clear of any of these key mistakes could greatly improve your ability to reach your investing goals. Given the current news and the uncertainty in the financial markets, you may wonder how you'll keep your own portfolio on track to help meet your financial goals. Get the free no-obligation report, The 8 Great Financial Mistakes, and How to Avoid Them. Call the advisors at Collins & Kronk today and ask for the report. Collins & Kronk, 701-235-0119. 701-235-0119. Collins & Kronk is not a registered broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services. Securities offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Investment advisory services offered through Raymond James Financial Services, Inc., located 300 NP Avenue, Fargo, Suite 108.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump trying to downplay his relationship with his former personal lawyer, Michael Cohen, who's admitted to several felony counts. In an exclusive interview on Fox this morning, the president said Cohen only did small deals for him. The president then attacked Cohen for what he called flipping on him with prosecutors.
If somebody defrauded a bank and he's going to get 10 years in jail or 20 years in jail, but if you can say something bad about Donald Trump, and you'll go down to 2 years or 3 years, which is the deal he made. In all fairness to him, most people are going to do that. It's called flipping, and it almost ought to be illegal.
Hurricane Lane is barreling towards Hawaii as a Category 4 storm, expected to pass very close to the islands, hitting land today or tomorrow. It currently has winds of about 130 miles an hour. And this is USA Radio News.
You knew the risks when you decided to drive drunk. There could be a crash. People could get hurt or killed. But that didn't stop you, did it? You knew you could get arrested. You could incur huge legal expenses. And you could possibly even lose your job. You were well aware of the consequences of driving drunk. But one thing's for sure. You were wrong when you said it was no big deal. Drive sober or get pulled over. This message brought to you by NHTSA.
Right now at Kohl's, get your family back to school ready with an extra 15% off. Young Men's Urban Pipeline Denim is just $21.24. Family tees start at only $6.80. And save on Cube storage units, starting at $46.74. Plus, everyone gets Kohl's cash. Get ready for back to school at Kohl's. Select styles. 15% offer valid August 3rd through 12th with promo code SCHOOL15. Some exclusions apply. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Shop floor at True North Steel because the Secretary of Commerce, Will Barras, is taking a tour right now. He's going to be addressing the employees and taking their questions, which I'm looking forward to. Brought to you today in part by the Dakota Lazy J Ranch. The Dakota Lazy J Ranch, home of grass-finished beef. That's right, they do it right. Nutritious protein straight to your table. Now, if you call the folks at the Dakota Lazy J Ranch, they'll tell you everything you need to know about the logistics of all this. It's going to make it very easy for you. In other words, you're saying, I want that entire cow right there. That's mine. Put my name on it. And they'll arrange with you to get it to the butcher shop near you. And you are going to pay for the finished, ready-to-go, packaged-up beef. It's a great deal. And, of course, as we say, tastes great. In addition to tasting great, it also, of course, is nutritious. Call this number, 605-524-3472. Talk to Sylvester and the crew down there. Tell them Scott sent you. 605-524-3472. Some great deals, folks. You're going to really love this. All right, let's finish our conversation. Some interesting stories here about Senator Heidi Heitkamp from someone. And what you described before the break, Ryan, is, I think, so typical, unfortunately, of politics, you know, but it doesn't get called out enough. It doesn't get called out enough. No. Say, wait a minute, you're just sorting. You're acting like he's flying around in a jet, and he's not, and they don't care. I'll tell you a quick true story. Ed Schaefer was part of an effort to fix the oil tax in North Dakota and do a reform, and he was going around the state, and he mostly in a bus, but one time, because it was announced in four different cities, flew around in just this little, you know, puddle jumper, basically, right? And there was a certain a relative of Senator Heitkamp. Can you imagine who that would be? Who was saying that Ed Schaefer was flying around in jets funded by oil companies. Absolutely 100% not true. Not true whatsoever. I ran into this individual and I said, hey, I don't care what you say about me, I'm used to it. But don't say that about Ed Schaefer. And he said, you know how this works. I said, no, I don't. You're saying to lie? How does it work? Showbiz. Showbiz.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh. Wow, it's showbiz, I see. So we lie about stuff and call it showbiz. I see how it works. So I hear you. That's how it happens. What was your second story?
Well, the second half of the first part, though, is she's, you know, again, complaining that he's charging taxpayer dollars, again, which was true. Okay, that very story was true. But what she did not say was he was only turning in a travel voucher for $100 a trip. He would have made more money driving his car and claiming mileage. And each one of these trips cost him about $200. So he's, you know, totally paying his own money to get the work of the state done. And she's raking him over the coals talking about the tax thing.
Yeah, that tells you. It tells you a lot. The other one right now is the beef deal, right? This whole cool thing. Kevin Kramer voted against cool. It's Chuck Schumer's pack doing her dirty work. Kevin Kramer voted against cool. He's out to kill the beef industry. She voted exactly the same way, and they had no choice because of the WTO. So another example, just, you know, I don't know. You got to fight back on that stuff. And I was glad I can't remember who fought back. It was the Kramer campaign or one of the groups supporting him that did, but somebody did. So I think that's great. I do. But anything else, Ryan, before we let you go?
Yeah, the funny part of the other story here is Heidi had to charter an airplane out of Fargo to get up to Minot for some big political convention that was going on during this time. And her and I believe it was her campaign manager, they chartered this small airplane, saving money. They're up in Minot, and they're looking around, and they're getting ready to come back to Fargo, and they start asking the pilot around, you know, one of these airplanes out here has to be Rick Burke. She didn't even know, running the commercials, but had no idea what Rick Burke's airplane looked like. So she asked the pilot, do you know which one of these airplanes is Rick Burke? He took one look at her and said, you're sitting in it. So it's like there was not another word spoken all the way back to Fargo.
Oh, but there wasn't. That's a good story. Thank you, Ryan. I appreciate your call very much. Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Commerce, has just taken the podium here to address the troops. Well, they're not the troops, actually. The troops of True North Steel, the employees of True North Steel. Let's pick this up, and then he's going to take questions from the group as well, so we want to pick that up for you.
By the hundreds of thousands. The challenge we face now as a country, as it is for True North Steel, is to make sure there are enough trained Americans for the jobs that are already available to them. You're experiencing that problem here. I understand you'd like around 30 more workers than you have right now. And that's a problem that's all over the country. But think about it, of all the problems to have, that's a pretty good one. There are some problems that are a lot more dangerous than that. And with Ivanka Trump, we're working very, very hard to fix that with a big job training initiative, a big business and community college set of joint ventures. So we understand the problem, and we're trying to deal with it. But after decades of decline, we're finally seeing strong growth in manufacturing output and manufacturing employment. In fact, since President Trump took office, 382,000 new manufacturing jobs have been created in the United States. The prior administration kept saying manufacturing is dead, manufacturing jobs will never grow again. Well, they were wrong, and we're going to prove them more and more wrong as the programs for growth continue. The United States had lost more than 65,000 factories just between 2001 and 2013. But last year, for the first time, we added a lot of new factories, 4,056. And I think the total will be much better this year. We need to keep this momentum going and making sure we have a strong and vibrant industrial base and the workers to drive our new industrial activities is a real priority of mine, of the Commerce Department, and of the entire Trump administration. As a country, we do not want to become dependent on other nations for the products that you are making right here. These products are critical to our nation's infrastructure. So thanks to your ability to fabricate such large, complex structures out of the highest quality metals, Americans are safer, more secure, and more prosperous. There's a lot to be done to revitalize America's infrastructure. We want to ensure that it is American companies that rebuild our bridges, our roads, our ports, and who upgrade the vast networks of energy, electrical, and telecommunications infrastructure. So thank you again for your commitment to American manufacturing and for hosting us today at your facility. We're privileged to be here working on your behalf. And as I understand it, we'll have some Q&A. Okay. Does Congressman want to speak? Or? You see how modest he is? I think he deserves a hand for that.
Congressman Cramer said, at this point, I could only screw things up. So after the invite to talk, he deferred.
Sure. Okay. Well, it's always hard in any negotiation to predict exactly when it will end or exactly how it will end, because these are complicated things. NAFTA, which is one that I'll talk quite a bit about, we're renegotiating now. It's probably going to be a 3,000-page document. So you can imagine the complexities. Every comma, every semicolon, every adjective, every adverb really has meaning. So we've only been at it for a few months. Normally, NAFTA takes a deal like NAFTA takes multiple years. But as you've probably seen, even in the local media, we're getting pretty close. There's a fairly good chance that by August 31st, we'll at least have Mexico on board. I don't want to say it's a slam dunk, because it isn't. There still are some substantive issues. But I'll tell you what is encouraging about it. The new Mexican president ran on a very anti-American platform. And while he called himself Juan Trump, it really wasn't a very pro-Trump thing. It was an anti-American platform. But since he's been elected, there has not been one anti-American word that I've heard. And whereas he could have delayed things, he won't actually be inaugurated till December 1st, even though he was elected the first week in July. But instead of delaying, he promptly appointed his trade team and agreed that they could overlap and work jointly with the trade negotiators from the former regime. That saved months and months and months and months, because it basically meant that the 80% that we'd already agreed wouldn't be thrown away, so we could focus on the then open issues. They're working tirelessly, and the reason they want to try, the Mexicans want to try to get it done by the 31st, that way the outgoing administration will be able to get it through the present Mexican Congress prior to the inauguration. So while it's being done with oversight by the new president, there is a little bit of the timetable that's putting pressure on the Mexicans, and that's good from our point of view. We don't have a specific timetable. What's important to the president is to get the right deal, a deal that's better for America by far than where we've been before. So we're not the ones in a big rush. Our strategy is first get Mexico on board, then bring in Canada. And there won't be that many options for Canada, because you'll already have pretty much a deal set. So we hope they would fall into place pretty quickly. So near term, that's the first thing to look for. Can we pull off something with NAFTA?
Boy, some great information here for folks that are hanging on every word we're getting regarding these trade negotiations in the ag and manufacturing world, with Wilbur Ross, Secretary of Commerce at True North Steel, today with Congressman Kevin Cramer. More after this.
That asks a very important question every day. What's on your mind? 800-228-0550.
So maybe we didn't get a big flood this year. That doesn't mean you don't have water seeping in through those cracks. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we have a solution for every basement problem. Whether you need waterproofing, drain tile, a crack repaired, or help stabilizing that settling foundation, we can help assist you. Your home is your greatest asset. Let Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North help you preserve and protect it. To see how, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
We're back with Vince Webker from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake 2. I'm looking at a new model of hot spring. Vince, tell me about this.
Yeah, it's our new line of hot spring limelight hot tubs, and there's five in all, and it's really a unique hot tub. And we know that when you come in, you see it, you're going to think, wow, that is pretty cool. But beyond cool and looking great, and it looks like unlike any other hot tub you would ever seen, but it's also, again, back to the hot spring message, better water, better massage, better energy, like with our Ace saltwater system, which gives you basically a chemical-free way of owning a hot tub, and it feels great, so you're going to use the hot tub more. But yeah, it's the limelights we're very excited about. There's five models, and they're really at that competitive price point as well, so we're excited about it.
Hassle-free experience, which is why you have the best ownership experience in the business, because you do this well, and you also do concierge service. Well, you do everything, come to the house, right?
That's right, valet service. So if you don't want to lift a finger but just be better by sitting in your hot tub, you have that option too.
All right, folks, and great financing available literally for a cup of coffee a week. You're owning a hot tub. You can't beat a deal like that. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Fargo, Grand Forks, Bismarck, Minot, now in Devil's Lake too. Tell them Scott sent you, save up to $2,000 with the ACE promo code at Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Thanks, Vince.
Every day made better. Thank you, Scott.
Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables too. Bismarck, Fargo, Grand Forks, Minot, and now Devil's Lake too.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
I'm David Hall, founder of Diamond Gusset, where we're proud of our 100% grown and sewn American-made jeans. Whether you're out for dinner, working on the farm, or on the road, Diamond Gusset Jeans offers a full spectrum of styles and sizes for any occasion. To find yours, visit gusset.com. That's G-U-S-S-E-T.com. Our loyal customers enable us to continue sponsoring Liberty Media outlets like the one you're listening to. In Liberty, David Hall, Diamond Gusset Jean Company.
We're back on What's On Your Mind, the town hall continuing with the Secretary of Commerce, Wilbur Ross, who was just asked about infrastructure and whether the president has plans for a robust infrastructure plan, which obviously would help the steel industry and a lot of other folks in the manufacturing as well. So he had a good answer there. There's a question, new one now.
Yeah, I couldn't quite hear. Oh, yeah. Well, that's one of our major preoccupations. As you know, we've been introducing Made in America, Hire in America, Buy America programs, and that's a struggle again, but we've been putting a lot of those through. But the main thing is we're removing the obstacles to businesses staying here. We used to have a very non-competitive tax rate. We went from being one of the highest taxing countries on corporations to now being one of the lower taxed ones. And in fact, when I was in Europe, they had me on a panel at the OECD, this sort of loose association of the large countries, and the finance ministers of several of them accused me that this was a trade violation, that we were lowering our corporate income taxes. I said, a trade violation? What are you talking about? And they said, well, now you've taken away one of our advantages. We had lower taxes than you did, and that encouraged businesses to move to our countries, so it's unfair that you now have cut your taxes. So I said, well, you know, there mightn't be a bad solution. Why don't you try cutting yours? And that ended the discussion. That was not their mindset at all. So one thing was getting rid of burdensome and unnecessary taxes. Even more important, and part of what you're seeing in your oil patch work here, is deregulation. There had been so many cuckoo regulations put in by the prior administrations that it was very hard for business to do work. Infrastructure. I have in my office a chart that's about as tall as that one labeled bridges. And what it lists are the 120 steps of approval that a major infrastructure project needs to get through. And almost every one of those 120 steps historically has been done in sequence rather than in parallel. So they'll do one thing, then they'll do the next, then the next. And every time there's a decision to make, the left-wing people can litigate, and that ties it up. So I talked with Rio Tinto, world's biggest mining company, and it's a horrible example of the old problem. They have a huge copper deposit in Arizona, maybe the largest surface mine in the world. They've been 10 years trying to get approvals. They've spent $200 million trying to get approvals, and they still didn't have the approvals. Now, they're a huge company, and they can afford it, but a typical company can't afford wasting 10 years' effort and huge legal and consulting and other kinds of bills. So we're doing away with a lot of these duplicative regulations. We're putting in a one-stop shopping kind of a system where one agency will be designated the lead. We're trying to get federal government to minimize its role, push the decision-making down to the states, because there was a lot of duplication. And worse than even duplication, in some cases, the criteria of the state and of the federal government weren't even the same. So the research that had been done to solve the state problem had to be done all over. It was wacko. It was people getting totally out of control with micromanaging projects that they don't understand. And a lot of these legislators and government bureaucrats that put in these rules never built anything. Never built anything. So how they thought that they had the capability, let alone the right, to micromanage all these things is silly. It's people like you folks who build things. You know how to build things. You don't need some guy sitting in an office in Washington telling you, no, you need a different kind of weld on your tank. I mean, it got to where they were doing that sort of micromanaging. So that's the other big thing, is just getting government out of the way. And you've seen in energy the transformation. We're now becoming a net exporter of energy, whereas it used to be one of our big dependencies. Well, think about the implications of that, the economic implications and the geopolitical ones. when we're no longer so dependent on foreigners for our oil supply, that makes us a lot more independent, a lot more self-reliant than we otherwise could have been.
Well, that's going to have to be the wrap on our conversation today, that we had an exclusive one-on-one interview with the Secretary of Commerce, and you also heard him addressing folks here at True North Steel. Yeah, I knew that. I was thinking we were at High Plains Apache. We love them, too, all those 2019 Apache sprayers. So we'll go there next time. Anyway, we'll continue this on Facebook. We'll share it for you on our Facebook page. You can watch it there. God bless you, folks. See you tomorrow on What's on Your Mind.
Central Steel Building and Construction in Carrington is your source for the outstanding Shivers Performance System. Shivers' revolutionary CompuDrive Command Center is a fully automatic computerized control offering you precision, control, efficiency, and capacity, assuring your grain is dried to your exact specifications. Minimize your drying costs and maximize your profits. Let Shivers handle your grain. Check out your Shivers system today at grainstuff.com or call 701-652-2886. Central Steel Building and Construction, your source for Shivers Performance System.
You get the smoothest, most responsive wind rower handling ever with the new Speedrower SP wind rowers from New Holland. Stop in today at your local Northern Region New Holland dealer, and they will tell you that it starts with precise hydraulically controlled steering. Combine that with a comfort ride suspension and the patented independent rear axle suspension, and you can increase your speed and efficiency even on uneven terrain. That's smart. See your local Northern Region New Holland dealer about the smooth, responsive handling of a Speedrower SP wind rower from New Holland.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.